Okay, clear at the moment. So hot, though.
Right, let's move.
Okay, Mike, Kate, start passing the buggy up.
Lay them out so we can see them all clearly.
I'm glad this thing comes in kit form. Anything bigger and we'd be in trouble.
How are things looking over there?
Fine. Just hot.
Keep it together.
Oh, here. Come on.
There, almost done. Just as well. Can't stand the heat much longer.
I saw something.
Where?
There. Oh, no. There's hundreds of them. No! Behind you, Nakazi, they're on your legs.
No!
Fire, man, fire! Quickly, finish the buggy.
To the ship.
Close the buggy.
That will do. We don't need the headlights now. Move.
I'm gonna kill all
Come,
of them.
Get to the hatch.
Nine,
back to the hatch.
One,
that's an order.
Clayton, get in the ship.
No. Die.
Close the hatch. We're taking the buggy.
Doctor, come on.
Close the hatch.
Good luck, Doctor.
Get that buggy started, Jeff.
I'm trying.
Go! They're not following.
What? What are they doing?
They're taking the ship.
My God. We must go, Doctor.
I can't leave them.
Doctor, that ship is impregnable. Well, practically. Anyway, it will keep those things out. We must go before they come after us.
I said I can't leave them.
Doctor, it's my crew down there as well. The only way we can help them is to turn that power source off.
Of course. You're right. We need to head due west.
They're coming!
Move! Put your foot down.
Chandrash!
Alice, are you okay?
Yeah, I think. What happened to the ship?
I'm not sure. It felt like it dropped.
Where's the doctor?
He's gone.
Gone? Where?
Out on the surface with Jeff. They've gone to locate the power source. I hope they make it.
Why hope? Why wouldn't they?
Well, we all went outside to assemble a buggy.
A buggy?
We'd only just finished putting the buggy together when they appeared from the sand.
Oh, my God. But he didn't say goodbye. What happened to the ship? It felt like we were falling, and then we crashed. But we couldn't have.
That's exactly what happened.
What?
I'm fine down here. Don't bother to help me up.
Sorry, Erin. Are you okay? Those sand devils dug the ship out.
Not really. Not after seeing more of my friends killed.
Who?
Nataki, Kate and Blathen. She seemed to lose it out there.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I wonder how far we fell.
It didn't seem far. We certainly landed with a bloody big bang, though.
I fell out of bed.
I think you should take a look at this.
What is it?
Well, come and have a look.
Wow.
It's some kind of cave.
Yep, that's a cave, all right.
Is it natural?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe those things dug it out.
Impossible.
You could be right, Chandrish. Look at the walls. Those marks. It looks like something has been chiseling away at it.
But that would take years. Those things are small.
Well, maybe. As we now know, there are just loads of them.
Yeah, you could be right. Wonder how long that tunnel goes on for.
And where it goes.
I can't imagine we'll ever find out. As soon as we step foot outside, those things will have us.
Where have they gone?
That's a good point. You would have thought they'd have finished the job.
They must have gone after the Doctor and Jeff. Easier targets.
I hope you'll be all right. Jeff as well, of course.
Your doctor seems to know a thing or two. I wouldn't worry.
I haven't a clue what's going on here, and for me, that's unusual. I'm really rather apprehensive.
Apprehensive?
Things just don't make sense.
Perhaps they'll start making sense if we ever get to that source.
I'm sure they will. You want to be veering slightly left. Oh, no. Sorry, I mean, right.
Okay, Doctor.
Tempting, isn't it?
Tempting?
Yeah. Don't you want to know what's out there?
That guy.
Guy? What guy?
You know. Dresses in black, carries a scythe.
Ah, I see. Trying to be funny.
Not really, Mike. Not really.
So you're not at all curious?
No.
Oh, come on, Aaron. We're scientists. This is the sort of thing we studied for.
This isn't a game.
You're right, this isn't a game. This is life. And we should be doing our job.
Are you seriously suggesting we go out there?
Well, yeah.
Why not wait for Jeff and the doctor?
Do you really think they'll make it? You saw those sand devils. If they didn't come after us, they would have gone after them. They could be dead for all we know.
Well, it'll all be over soon anyway, once the asteroid hits.
Well, that's why we should make the most of our time. Do our job. Research and catalog. Maybe what we find will survive.
How very noble of you.
Think about it.
Think about what?
He thinks. Oh, it doesn't matter.
I hope the doctor is okay.
Yes, I do too. Although, Mike thinks they didn't make it.
He does.
Here. Thinks we should explore the cave.
With those creatures about.
He reckons that's why the doctor and Jeff won't make it back. Because the sand devils have gone after them.
But he doesn't know the doctor like Chandresh and I do.
Are you and Chandresh...
No.
Sorry, just wondering. What about you and the doctor?
No, again. And no, there's nothing between the doctor and Chandresh.
How did you guys meet? Were you hired as crew for the doctor's ship?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
Well, put it this way. We'd had one too many drinks.
Alcohol? Oh, what I wouldn't give for a pint.
Me too.
Oh, my taste buds have suddenly exploded at the thought. So how did you and Sean meet?
We were at uni in London.
Oh, a friend studied interplanetary communications there. What were you studying?
Just history. Earth history.
That's a big subject to tackle. Did it cover all the Earth invasions and stuff?
Of course.
Oh. So you and Chandresh were on the same course?
Different courses. He was doing computer science or something.
I haven't been to Earth for ages. What's it like?
You know, same as.
What about all those invasions?
I'm not sure.
What? Do you live in a cave?
What, like this one?
Oh, don't tell me you're a retroist. Living isolated in one of those domes... experiencing what it must have been like, living in the 21st century.
Oh, yes, that's it. Very interesting, you know.
I'm sure, but I think you need to get out more.
Well, we've been doing a lot of that.
Oh?
Yeah, the doctor's got a...
Hey, any signs of movement?
Nope, nothing at all.
What was Mike saying?
That the doctor is dead.
Optimistic, isn't he? Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Can we get some outside pictures on the scanner?
Yes, why?
To have a more detailed look around.
Good idea. Punching the cameras through to the scanner, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's that?
Hang on.
Oh, what is that?
Looks like we've landed on something.
Looks like some kind of...
We're moving.
Mike, zoom in on the ground.
Looks like a conveyor.
We landed on a conveyor belt.
Clever. Very clever. Just imagine how long they've wanted to get inside this ship and eat us. Months. They've dug out this cave and then dug out the ship, and now we're being carried off somewhere. They're probably taking the ship somewhere where it can be cracked open like a nut. I think there's more to these sand devils than meets the eye.
They've clearly got the technology.
Right.
We could jump ship.
Could do.
Why postpone the inevitable?
You might be able to hide until the doctor finds us.
It's not gonna happen. Come on. We know as soon as we leave, we're dead.
Stop. This is it.
There's nothing here.
Beneath our feet, Captain. Beneath our feet.
Better take a gun in case of trouble.
You take the gun. I'm not keen on firearms.
I'm sure you'll develop a fondness for it if those sand devils turn up.
Maybe. Right, the sonic screwdriver says that this is the exact point, the center of the disturbance.
It could be miles down.
No, I don't think so.
What are you doing?
Help me brush away the surface.
Okay, but what do you hope to find?
I'm not sure, but seeking ye shall find.
I found something.
Something solid?
Yeah, feels like...
Okay, find the edges.
It's huge. I have one side. Must be 10 feet long.
Looks like it's 10 feet square. There.
It's just a large stone, Doctor.
Electronics.
Looks like some kind of control panel. I don't recognize the tech.
Seems to be a mishmash of technologies. Green is a good color to press, don't you think?
Wait, you don't know what will happen?
I'm the curious type, Jeff. Always have been, I'm afraid. Stand back.
My God.
Look at that. Must be at least 40 feet high.
Well, you don't see that every day. What's that at the top?
What's what?
They look like solar panels.
Now, that is impressive. Of course. The perfect planet to harness the sun rays and to turn that into energy, into power, to power a tractor beam.
Is that what the central column in the middle is for?
No, this is just the power source. I would imagine that there are columns all across the planet sending out a unified signal.
But who could have built such a thing?
It was the barracks.
But they're only, the size of the palm of my hand. How could they?
What do they say about size?
But...
You should be more open-minded. I thought you were a scientist.
But what about the materials needed to make such an object? Surely they don't have factories.
Well, if this planet was once inhabited, well, maybe the Sabarics have used the leftover technology.
How could they suddenly become experts in engineering?
Well, if this planet was once inhabited, maybe the Sabarics have used the leftover machinery. You ask a lot of questions.
Sorry, Doctor, but I want answers.
You and me both. You can be sure that we'll get the answers.
Well, what now?
We need to get beneath the column.
Beneath?
Yes, of course.
How?
There we go.
Oh, very good, Doctor. And do you expect me to fit through there?
I don't suppose the Sparrows were considering humanoid life forms when they carved this thing out.
Carved?
Yes, this column is made from sandstone. See the cut marks on the surface?
Well spotted. So if I need a stonemason, I know where to come.
Not the best quality I've ever seen. Right, I'll go first.
I thought you were joking.
I never joke. Unless I've got a large and appreciative audience. I'll go first.
What about the sand devils?
Well, there's no doubt to be captured and killed, or maybe just killed outright, but this is our only chance. Now try to keep up.
I'll try.
What are you doing, Mike?
My job. I'm going out.
You can't. You'll be killed.
We're dead anyway.
Oh, God. We're moving again.
Look, we're moving further into the cave.
Well, Mike? You wanted to investigate.
Half is sloping downwards.
I hadn't noticed. Maybe it would be easier to slide down?
No need. The shaft is getting wider and leveling out.
A cave?
Burrowed out with their claws and teeth.
What's this?
Interesting. A solid piece of sandstone, no cut marks, flat and smooth. Seems a bit out of place, don't you think?
Maybe it's left over from the civilization that lived here.
No, I don't think so. Now, feel this. Placing your hand on the stone, there's a slight vibration.
Can't feel anything.
Feels like a...
Very good, Doctor.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
He came out from behind the stone.
But it's not big enough.
How pleasant it is to see you again, Doctor.
Yeah, I wish I could return the sentiment.
Who is this, Doctor?
An old acquaintance.
Oh, come now, dear Doctor.
He's a time meddler.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm afraid to say that the Doctor is getting a little confused.
Am I?
Since you trapped me in my TARDIS for what seemed like an eternity, I've had time to mellow and see the error of my ways.
What is a TARDIS?
It's a ship that travels in time and space. We're Time Lords. Not that you would have heard of us.
Time?
Stop confusing the poor chap. He's not interested in a history lesson.
I guess not. Just you and me now, Doctor, hey? Perhaps I should have taken up your offer.
That was a long time ago.
But that was before I found out you'd removed the dematerialization circuit from my TARDIS. How could you do that?
And risk you running around the universe changing history just for fun? Besides, I knew our paths would cross again. I was hoping you'd be a reformed character after a few years on your own.
I'm getting there, Doctor, I'm getting there.
So you're behind this?
Huh?
The tractor beam?
No. If it weren't for the tractor beam, I'd have continued floating through space.
What state's your TARDIS in?
aside from not being able to take off, one, because of the lack of dematerialization circuit, and two, because of the tractor beam, it's fine. What about yours? It is, close by.
Never you mind.
We've just had to drive 100 miles across the surface of the planet to get here.
Shush.
I see.
How long have you been here?
I've been marooned for a few months now.
What about those sand devils? And how come they haven't got you?
They did.
They did?
Must have dug your TARDIS out from under the surface.
Yes, yes, it ended up here in the caves. They go on for miles. The ship was transported here. They've been trying to get in, but as you know, Dr. TARDISes are impenetrable.
Well, you're doing remarkably well.
How do you mean?
Wandering around like you, it's almost if you're on holiday.
Well, I do have a slight itty-bitty little confession to make.
You do?
I was expecting you. I was told of your arrival. A stranger who calls himself the Doctor is how it was put to me.
Oh, no. The floor below.
Where do you think we're being taken?
Who knows? I'm sure we're going to find out sooner rather than later.
At this rate, it'll be later. Feels like we've been travelling for hours.
What's that? Up ahead?
Light?
Well, the wait appears to be over. Looks like we've arrived somewhere.
Looks like a scrapyard.
There are those nasty things again.
Quite sophisticated for little bugs, huh?
Is this it?
They're trying to get in.
That was quite a fall. So where are they taking us?
To meet the architect.
What the hell is that?
Your destiny!
So dramatic.
Yeah. I am the center.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Center. I'm the Doctor, and this is Jeff. What are you the center of?
The center of existence on this planet.
Not for much longer.
You are referring to the asteroid that will soon split this world in two.
How do you?
How can he that it know?
I think we're about...
Centuries ago, I was like you. A humanoid. A servant to a great race. The Herendia. They use all this planet's natural resources. The three suns, expanded, and the harmful chemicals our industries produced, eroding the natural gases in the sky, turning the planet to dust. We took to the skies in rockets, escaping one world for another. I was there the day the master ship was due to leave. I was supposed to take a flight, but I was betrayed in death. There, the Sabaris, who I had grown up to fear since I was a child, brought me life.
I don't understand. Fascinating. He has been assimilated. He's a kind of hive intelligence controlling the Sparrax through telepathy, no doubt.
How did they... he know about the asteroid?
What we eat, we become.
They built the tractor beam to replenish their food stocks. With the original inhabitants of the planet gone, they needed to eat. As they eat, they absorb the minds of their victims. It's very clever.
The members of your crew have been killed.
Bastard.
Take him away.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Doctor. Now they will consume you, learn how to control the TARDIS, and they'll be able to leave the planet and find a new one to inhabit. What are you doing? Hey, but with no, stop!
You are of no further use to us.
But I helped you!
And you will continue to do so when we absorb your knowledge.
Doctor! Help!
We've still got one electricity gun left.
That's not going to stop them.
Chandresh. I don't want to die.
Mike, look. There's hundreds of them.
That got them.
Come on, you lot. Follow me.
What's the plan?
Haven't got one. Just to keep firing and to get us out of this ship.
Maybe we can escape back down the tunnel.
I guess that's our only chance right now. Stay close behind.
The hole they made in the hull.
They've certainly got good dentures.
We can't get out through that hole.
Mike, take us through to cargo hill. We'll have to open one of the hatches in there.
Behind you.
Okay, as that old Earth saying goes, let's rock and roll.
Here they come again.
Step back into the ship.
Come on, Mike.
Maybe I can get them to follow me. Come on, you bastards.
Now, Time Lord, you will assist me, us, my children, in leaving this his planet.
Well, of course I'd love to, but I'll decline and be going on my way now, if that's okay.
I understand.
Good.
I understand that sometimes a little persuasion is needed.
Doctor!
Alice, Chand, are you okay?
Been better, Doctor. What's going on?
Time Lord, you will help us leave. Otherwise, your friends will become a part of us.
You expect me to choose between four people and the safety of the entire universe?
You will either fix the mothership or take us in yours.
And what about the tractor beam?
It will cease to function for our departure.
And what are you planning on doing with all the time and space at your disposal?
I will go back and have my revenge upon the person who made me this way.
How productive.
Then I will spread our seed across the galaxy.
The asteroid, it's hit the atmosphere.
Already?
The tractor beam has been pulled in quicker than it would have done. Are you aware of the phrase, hoisted by your own petard?
You will help us now.
The phrase means injured by the device that you intended to use to injure others. I also advise you, when threatening a prisoner, it is always wise to have him patted down for any weapons. I'm afraid this will make your hearing apparatus ache.
Run. Get them.
Which way?
Left. No right. Come on.
That's far enough.
I should have guessed.
As I thought. He was going to my TARDIS.
Mike.
Hey, you might find this a bit of a shock.
Mike, good to see you.
And you, sir.
You can fix my TARDIS, can't you, Doctor?
I shouldn't let you come at all.
They're coming after us again.
You go. I'll hold them.
Mike!
Ah! No! Doctor! Save me!
Quick, into the monkey TARDIS.
Oh, well. Come and get me.
I thought it was broken.
I always carry spares.
Get us out of here, Doctor!
I'm going to materialize the monk's TARDIS inside mine.
Sounds dangerous.
It's not advisable.
We're going...
The Doctor has a ship like this one. He's going to try and land inside it.
This place is so...
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. Right, we're here. We have maybe seconds before the asteroid collides with the planet. Come on. No time to set any coordinates. Here we go.
Oh, we made it.
Yes, I think we should watch this. Chandresh, open the scanner, would you? The green button on the left there.
Oh, my.
What a sight.
You know, it's kind of beautiful in a way.
Well, you don't see that very often. An asteroid that size about to crack a planet in two.
Doctor, look. The monk's TARDIS.
A recall device.
Did the monk make it?
Maybe. Probably.
He looked a goner.
Maybe he regenerated.
Re-what?
Never mind.
Doctor, I want to thank you for...
No need for thanks. I'm sorry you lost so many.
Yes. We lost some good friends. I guess I was wrong about Mike.
He was always a soldier as well as a scientist.
Is it always like this, Doctor?
No. Not always.
Can this machine of yours get us home, Doctor?
Yes. I'll set a course to the nearest colony. Hope that will be satisfactory.
Thank you, Doctor.
Right. I suppose you'd like to ask a few questions about my ship. Like how it can be bigger on the
inside than it is on the outside. Well, that is a good question.
Well, the only question I want to ask is, have you got any tea on board? All that sand has given me quite a thirst.
You're a man after my own heart's.